All right. Good morning, everyone. Well, God said where two or three gathered, he's with us, and we're on the upper end of that two or three. So I think we're doing well this morning. God's given me a chance to share with everyone this morning. So let's pray first, and then we'll get into the Word. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this morning. And Father, we pray that you would have your way in our midst, all throughout today. And Father, I pray that as we pray, as we meditate on your word, and as I share, that Father, that you would speak through me, Lord God, to me and to everyone here, Lord God. And I pray that we would be people who truly trust in you, and in all that we do, who do it with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul. And in word and deed, Lord God, that we would do it in your name with gratitude. So we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Okay, verse 11. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So growing up, I was always taught chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That was kind of like my motto in studying all throughout high school. So for the younger generation here. So I was really meditating on that, and you know, a lot of challenges. I didn't really speak English when I first went to Australia. I wanted to go study in the States for college, and different challenges and whatnot. And God definitely did strengthen me, and he made things possible. But as I grew older, and now in my early 30s, God has been revealing more of the background to these words. And Paul, who wrote this letter, definitely went through quite a lot in his life, you know, from the extremes of poverty to relative abundance. From our perspective, for folks who live in Hong Kong, the prosperity that Paul had probably doesn't feel like prosperity, but I think back in those days, it was considered prosperity. In my own life, I can't say I've experienced the extremes of what Paul experienced on the poverty side. But in my own way, I've experienced relative less prosperity. In 2003, I was in Hong Kong with YWAM, and I was training to be a missionary. And it was about 1.5 years after college. I was about 23, 24 years old. And I remember at the time, it was relative poverty. And the relative was relative to the rest of Hong Kong and relative to the rest of SP. It was a small, very small group at the time at SP. But it was primarily lawyers and bankers and some other folks. And here I was, a young missionary trainee. And, I was very limited in finances. I think, I don't remember exactly how much money I had in my bank account, but it must have been less than 2,000 Hong Kong. And that's all I had for 3 months in Hong Kong. I mean, I paid for the school tuition, so they cover the room and board. But I think I had about 150 to about 200 Hong Kong dollars a week to spend outside of just bare necessities. So every time I would come to SP from Wade Out and UN Long area, it would cost about $40 return trip. And if I did that twice a week because I was on the worship team for training, then that was about $80. That's already half my budget gone. And then that leaves enough money for maybe a McDonald's and, you know, maybe something from 7-Eleven, and then I'm barely scraping it. So And when I went back to Yuen Long, my living conditions were there was 9 guys sharing this one little apartment, and we had one bathroom between the 9 guys, you know, which has a lot of problems. The ratio isn't very favorable on many levels. But also the flush, you would have to flush it 3 times for the thing to properly flush down. The showers, the hot water, I don't know what kind of system they use, but there's enough hot water for about 2 minutes of hot shower, and takes about an hour to reheat. So, not, you know, you were lucky to get a, you get, to get a hot shower once in the day. So that's kind of how I lived. I had no credit card, so there was no backup in case things went wrong. There was about 2,000 in my Hong Kong credit account, and that was it, you know. So, I mean, it wasn't poverty, but it was relative poverty to rest of SP. And, you know, there's certain, you know, difficulties, I think, that come from that, for, you know, for comparison reasons, and also just going to restaurants and stuff, you know. If you go to anywhere that costs more than $80, then you kind of blow through your budget, and you kind of have to starve the next week, you know, at least outside of the base. So that was 2003. 2010, I'm 31 now. You know, God has given me relative prosperity from there. One of the telling signs is we have 2 bathrooms in my apartment for 2 people. And before I got married, I had 2 bathrooms just for me. So I could kind of take turns in using each one. And the hot water, as far as I know, is on forever. I've taken showers up to 30 minutes, and the hot water flows. So God has given me relative abundance in 2010. So I'm thankful for that. But what's interesting is back in 2003 and other times when I was in high school and there was a lot of pressure to study hard and achieve and whatnot, you know, this verse really came to my heart. I can do all things through Christ. You know, there was a very tangible challenge. You know, there was a difficulty, either material difficulty or social difficulty or academic difficulty. And I needed to appeal to God to make the impossible or make the difficult possible. And I'm glad to say that God is a God who comes through during those times. But what kind of struck me as I was meditating on this yesterday is Paul talks about, I also know how to live in prosperity, and I have learned the secret of being filled, which I thought was kind of interesting. What's so hard about living in prosperity? You know, and what's the secret of being filled? I mean, what's the big deal? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can understand that when you're going through adversity and difficulty and need and hunger and suffering, but when you're going through relative prosperity and you're filled, why do you need the strength of God? Well, what's the big deal that this would make the Bible? So kind of meditate that on a little bit, and I think we can analyze that on multiple levels, theologically and personally, but I'll kind of focus on the personal today and talk more about what I've been through, which may or may not be your experience, but you know, it's what I've experienced in this verse. Although right now there's relative more material prosperity in my life, I feel like there's greater spiritual poverty. And, you know, back when I was with YWAM, you know, every day we'd worship. We'd talk about taking the kingdom of God, you know, to China. We'd go out to missions, go on outreaches, and come back with stories of how God touched me during the day. We'd have lectures about the Father heart of God. We'd meditate and soak the scriptures. And that's how we lived each day. And there was a lot of testimony at the end of the day about how God spoke to me about this and that. And it was awesome. Now my life is very different. It's very dry. You know, I come to EMP sometimes when I can wake up. I go to work. It's the same old, you know. Say hi to the tram driver. Get off at my stop. Get in. Say hi to the receptionist. Say hi to my secretary. Go to my office. There's a ton of work waiting for me. Just get through it as much as possible. A lot of days I'm working till midnight or sometimes AMs. And there's not much glory in what I do. You know, at the end of the day, I can't say, yeah, you know, I found out about the Father heart of God today, or I witnessed to someone today. I just got through a pile of documents, which feels a lot of times like it has no relevance to the kingdom of God. And some of the greatest spiritual challenges that I face on a day-to-day basis is I've had late nights, day-to-day, you know, week-to-week, and at 11 p.m. when my body is tired, I'm emotionally frustrated. Someone does something very frustrating to me, and I have to be patient in that situation. And that's one of the biggest challenges that I have. And to be a Christian, when everything in me wants to cry out and just be angry at someone or get frustrated or whatnot, that doesn't add up to much of a testimony. You know, it's not something you raise your hand on Sunday and say, hey, I want to testify that I almost screamed at someone at 11 p.m. and I didn't. You know, or I got through piles of paper and, you know, closed that deal for my client. You know, praise God, you know. I mean, praise God, but it doesn't seem that big compared to going on outreach and whatnot, you know? So there are times when I felt, you know, there's not much glory in what I do. There's, what kind of kingdom relevance is there? And there were times when I felt kind of guilty too. You know, God has blessed me. God has revealed himself to me. And all I do is I go to work and shuffle paper and help rich people get richer, you know? So maybe that's another issue for another day, and maybe God will call me to do something else one day. But at least for now, I know God's called me to hear. So what's the word of God for now? And if you turn a few pages backwards, a few pages onwards, the chapter right after Philippians is Colossians. And if you go to Colossians chapter 3, there's a couple of verses that are very informative in our current situation. So chapter 3, verse 17. Let's read 17 first. It says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." And then verse 23, just a little further down. "And whatever you do, do you work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men." It's interesting that verse 23 is actually spoken to slaves at the time. So they said, Paul said, "Whatever you do, do you work heartily as for the Lord and rather than for men." And, you know, God's been kind of teaching me, hey, in whatever you do, in your current circumstances, you want to be content, you want to be spiritually content. In whatever word you speak, in whatever deed you do throughout your day, do it in the name of Jesus Christ and do it with gratitude. And I thought about that. You know, what if I go through my boring day again? Okay, back to the tram driver that I get off. When I just say, I'm going, I put my octopus card and get off. What if I give him another smile? Just say, instead of umgoe, say doje or something a little higher, you know? And, you know, to the receptionist, instead of just saying, you know, oh, hi, and just smiling and move on, maybe ask, how are you? And just stop for a moment and listen to her for about 30 seconds. And my secretary, rather than just say, you know, Jo-san, just say Jo-san and how are you? And actually sit there for about a minute and chat with her. And when I talk to the client, when I talk to colleagues, you know, when I talk to various staff in the office, If every word that I speak and every deed that I do is done in Jesus' name, which honestly I don't, I just go about my day because I feel like I know how to go about my day. But if I truly did that in the name of Jesus Christ with gratitude, what a difference that would make both to the spiritual environment in the workplace, in my own heart, and the lives of the people that I interact with. You know, I think there will be testimonies that come out. You know, and I have tried on occasions to be prophetic in the workplace. So I look at someone and I try to think, okay, God, give me a word for them. And there have been a few occasions when I've actually taken that time and I feel like God has spoken a word to me that I've kind of spoken to them. A few times I fell flat on my face because they kind of looked at me weird. You know, I looked at them and said, hey, does Evan mean anything to you? And they say, no. So why do you ask? And then I'm like, you know. And there's a few awkward moments like that. But there have been a few moments when actually there was something that was quite significant. So yeah, let's do everything in word or deed in Jesus' name, and let's see what that's like. And that's my challenge for today and challenge to you in wherever sphere that God takes you to. Word or deed in Jesus' name. In everything that we do, do it heartily unto God, not unto men. And this was spoken to slaves. These were people who'd get up and, you know, clean, and I mean, you think of what maids do today and something probably much, much worse than what they have to do today, the slaves had to do back then. And yet, The call was, even that, those menial tasks, do it with all your heart. And so even if in our current situation where God has called us to, whether that be the workplace, whether that be the home, whether that be the school, high school, junior high, whether that be the church, let's do it with all our heart, unto God and not unto men. And finally, I can't think that Paul was just talking about this spiritual challenge that I just talked about. In needing the strength of God. And in my chronology from 2003 to 2010, I went from 1-9 ratio from men to bathroom to 2-2 ratio, you know, men and women to bathroom, much better than 9 men and 1 bathroom. But it doesn't end there. You know, for Paul, he had his lows and highs and whatnot, but he was riding from the valley. This was towards the end of his life. They say that he wrote the book of Philippians. There's some dispute on where it was from, but a lot of scholars believe he wrote it from Rome when he was under house arrest, and it was a little bit before he was executed. So Paul wasn't at the pinnacle of his life, you know, sitting in the palace in Rome and saying, hey, you know, I've kind of made it now. I've been through some tough times in my life, but God has been with me and I'm a billionaire now. And, you know, when you're going through tough times, yeah, just know that you can be content too. No, he was going through a tough time right when he was writing this. And he, I'm sure, was, you know, went through a very tough time right before he was executed. I think one of the tough things is we need to be content, I think, in whatever situation we have, whether that is the 2003 for me or whether that's 2010 for me, where there's potential for contentness and discontent on different levels. But also, when God calls us from suffering to abundance, that's easy. You know, if God says, hey, I know, you know, things are tough now. Hey, here's $1 million. You know, I'm like, oh, God, this is kind of difficult. I'll be spiritually challenged. I'll be tempted. But okay, thank you. That's a much easier transition than, okay, you have $1 million. Or now give it all away and go out for the name of the gospel, which is exactly what Paul had to do in his own historical context. And that is a bigger challenge. And for that, I truly believe we need the strength of God. And as much as I feel blessed by what God has given me in terms of relative material abundance compared to what I had in 2003, I know that at any time, should the Lord call, I need to be very open with all my finances and all my material possessions and my future and my career as well. So should God call me to do something that's completely out of the blue, that would risk my career and my family's safety and whatever it is, to be willing to do that. And not only willing to do that, because it's easy to be say you're willing to do that and say, hey, okay, God, if you call me, I'll do it. But you kind of secretly hope he doesn't tell you that. But when he actually does tell you to go, that you do actually take that step and go. But the scriptures are, and Paul's life itself and Jesus' life shows that, hey, even in that suffering, God will give you contentness. Even in that relative need and hunger, God will give you contentness. So whatever situation that you're in right now, and you know, perhaps our younger folks in our audience may be going through some tougher times than we are, because I think that was one of the toughest times in my life, going through puberty and all the challenges of trying to get into university and whatnot. But whatever challenges you're going through, God has given us the grace and the strength to be content in that situation. Whether single or married, whether poor or rich, you can be content in Jesus Christ. And the great promise is that even if God takes us from the land of abundance and plenty to the land of need, and even if that's the land that we have to live and die in, God will give us contentness. And I pray that everyone here, that we would do everything in word or deed this week, this day, in Jesus' name, with gratitude and thinking more long-term, wherever the Lord should call us, may we be willing and have confidence that God will take care of us and we can be content. Not just content, we pretend to be content, but truly content in our hearts and live the kind of testimony and the life and be able to give this kind of words at the end of our lives like Paul did. And that's only possible through the strength of Jesus Christ. So I'll just pray for us, and then we'll go into a time of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your kindness and your love. Father, only you know what each of us are going through, whether that be a time of need and hunger, whether that be a time of abundance and fulfillment, Lord God. But Lord, we are poor on different levels, Lord God, whether it's spiritual, material, or otherwise, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen each one of us, that we would turn our hearts to you, Lord Jesus, that in every word and deed that we would do it in your name with gratitude, and that you would give us spiritual contentness, full contentness, Lord God, in our current situation. And wherever you may call us and whatever you may call us to, may we be so trusting in you, knowing that even if we go backwards or seemingly backwards from relative abundance to relative poverty, that we can be truly content in you, Lord God, by your strength. I pray that this day, that this week, this month, Lord God, this year, that in everything that you have given us to do, that we would do with all our heart, not unto men, Lord God, but unto you. We trust in you and we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
together for our church. Let's pray for our church members, and let's pray that we will truly be able to be content. You know, that our church members, no matter what they're going through, will find their contentment in the Lord. Yeah, that we could also confess, as Paul did, that we have learned the secret of being content in poverty or in abundance. So let's just pray for our church. Let's pray that God would bless us and have mercy on us so that we can get to that place as well. So let's pray for our church together. Let's pray for our PowerPoint team, PowerPoint ministry. Let's pray that God would bless that team and bring more people into that team. And let's pray that that they'd be able to serve with a lot of joy. And yeah, that they will just continue to just be content, you know, to serve God in this way. And that God will bring more people to that team. And Rye is our leader for that ministry, so you please cover her as she leads this ministry. So let's pray for the PowerPoint team together. Let's cover our church, the building search. Let's pray that God would lead us in the right path, that we as a church would continue to seek His face and His direction and His vision for the church. So let's pray for our church together. Father God, we thank You for this morning. We just praise You. We bless You. And we are just thankful that You would speak to us, you know, in the morning, and that You meet with us in the mornings. And yes, Father, I just pray that we would really learn to be content as Paul was content, God, with little or much, Father, and that our joy will come from You and not material things, God. And we confess to You, Father, that so often, God, we depend on material things, God, for our joy, for our contentment. But Lord, we want to lay those things down and just help us to find our joy, our peace in you, Lord, and also to live this day, you know, doing everything, whether it's spiritual, you know, quote-unquote spiritual work, or if it's secular work, that we would do it for your glory, Lord Jesus, that we would remember you, God, and bring joy to your heart, God, in all that we do. And I thank you for your unfailing love. God, I thank you for your unconditional love that you pour out to us. God, help us to live in that today. And I just bless everyone here, God, with your love and peace and your joy as we go about our day. We thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. And we give you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.